Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, we were saddened over the weekend to hear about the passing of well-known soccer reporter and correspondent and indeed musician, the great John Freeman from Thurles. And to talk to me about John, I'm glad to be joined now by an old friend of mine, sports broadcaster Stevie O'Donnell. Good morning to you, Stevie.
Hi, good morning, friend. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on with us. There's sad news about John, wasn't it? He passed away suddenly, Stevie.
Yeah, he passed away. John was only 71 years of age, and I spoke with his brother Dermot yesterday when I had received the news. Yeah, it was sudden. It was he was complaining of maybe just being unwell yesterday, and Dermot said he'd take him into Clonmel Hospital. But I think shortly on arrival, I think it was due to a heart attack that John sadly passed away. But John was a very unique kind of a guy. Mm. Really, when it came to sport, I think soccer would have been John's first love. Mm. Mm. And if you were to kind of go on a variety of sports after that, I think fishing would be another sport that John would have loved, because in the shop that he had there in Bohun and Eve, he would have sold a lot of fishing rods and various different sports gear. But John, as you would have known from the music industry, John would have been part of the Freeman folk for a long number of years.
Along with Dermot, in fact.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying is that they'd be known far and wide from the music. They were absolutely fantastic. I mean,
brilliant.
They were singing these rebel songs, and the crowds used to flock into wherever they went, especially Mackie's there in Bohun and Eve. Fantastic people, really. But you know what, friend? I think that John had a unique talent. I think he had a very distinctive voice that really suited radio.
Mm, mm.
But his knowledge of soccer was next to none. He was like an encyclopedia, really, when it came to soccer. He just knew everything. I'd say there wasn't a club in North or South Tip that he hadn't been to.
And of course, he coached as well, didn't he, Stevie?
He coached all the Rangers there for a while. But John would have coached many teams.
Mm.
He would have coached many teams, but he was a great advisor as well.
Mm.
And of course, remember that John was doing a bit of scouting as well, and he was sizing up players. And if he thought that they were going to make the cut, John would arrange then to bring them to England. And he was great friends with Kevin Keegan.
Was he indeed?
Yeah, great friends with Kevin Keegan. I remember I was in John's house one evening, and a phone call came from the UK, and John had the phone on speaker, and as sure as I'm here talking to you, who was it but Kevin Keegan?
Oh, my God.
And Kevin Keegan was talking to him, and he said at the time that he was having trials over in the UK, and had John any players that merited having a look at and making that journey. And at that time, John didn't have anyone on the cards. And he was also great friends with Steve Bruce.
Was he?
Yeah. There would have been two names now that would have stood out whenever I was talking to John. But in general, I think that John, he was great for soccer because he was secretary of the North Head Soccer, I think, for a long number of years. And he was always telling me that the way he would run it would be just to perfection. So John was always a perfectionist when it came to stuff like that.
Mm. And people who didn't even know John would have known the house that because of, the trophies in the window there and, as you say, the fishing gear and all of that up near Bohun and Eve there. Wasn't that the area of Thurles?
That's exactly it. When you go past the stadium, you just drive down past the stadium, and there's a shop down there at the end, and you just take a sharp left, and he's there then on the right-hand side in Bohun and Eve. He was a guest man. I think, John was a character. And first of all, from the music side of it, I'd say John would have been well suited. He was an entertainer, obviously, as you would know.
Yeah, absolutely.
John would probably have been well suited now to the Canary Islands.
Where there was a party going on,
He was one of those that, I remember one time then John said to me, he says, Stevie, he says, I'm going to a match. It's a mid, I think it was an under-16 hurling semi-final at the time in Dolas Oak. He used to love watching Dolas Oak.
Mm.
And he said, they're playing in a semi-final. So he says, if you come to me on the radio at about 7:15, the game should be coming to the closing stages. And he said, I can bring you a piece on it. So I thought that that was a good idea because people would want to know how the game was going. So John came on anyhow, and I can't remember at the time who Dolus Oak were playing. But John made it clear anyhow, this was a very tight game. It's anyone's game in the dying seconds of the match, as John went into, as he was reporting on it, it was like he was commentating on it. So when he was finishing up, I just said it to John. It sounds like a very close encounter, John. Can you give me an update on it? What is the score? At that stage, Fran, it was 5-7 in favour of Dolus Oak now, 5-7 to 3 points. So, I mean, that wasn't a close game.
Very good indeed. Well, he'll be remembered very, very fondly indeed. I remember the advertising in the paper years ago, Stevie, for the Freeman Folk would be always of radio and TV fame. It was always what was used underneath their name. I always remember. And it put them a step above the rest of us who were trying to struggle for a few gigs. You know, it was great.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that, I suppose he was very... very clever in the way he marketed his own kind of a product.
Yes, yes.
He knew how to do it.
He did indeed.
He knew the people who to contact.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but he's going to be a huge loss to the people of Tullis as well, because he was a great help to many, many businesses, many sporting organisations, and even Peakville. Now, I was looking at a post that they put up last night on Facebook, and they were really, really saddened to hear of John's passing, because he was a great coach. Really, really good coach, and he knew his stuff, and that was the most important thing. And you know, he told me a story before, friend, a very interesting story. He said, you know, Stevie, I have now made history. I said, John, that's great. I said, I'm delighted for you. I said, what kind of history did you make? I said, have you wrote a book? Well, he said, I'm sure it will go down in a book sometime. He said, I'm the only person, he says, to be ejected from Simple Stadium. And I said at the time, I said, John, I said, how was that? I said, there was never anybody ejected out of the Simple Stadium. Well, he said, I was passing up with a group of young fellas one day, and he said, what I noticed was the big gate was open. And John went in. And he played a game of soccer inside the Simple Stadium. And he gave the boys a good run out, and he says, lads, he says, this will go down in history. And I asked him, what did he do for goalposts? Did he use the original goalposts that were there? Not at all. He said, that bloody field is too long. He said, we wouldn't be able to run. So he used the caps for one goalpost and a jumper in for another one, and vice versa, didn't know, for the other side. But he was asked to leave because it wasn't a soccer ground.
Oh, I love it.
He'll
be very fondly remembered, and indeed our condolences to his family and friends. Stevie, thank you so much for remembering John so beautifully this morning. Thank you for that, Stevie, and good morning to you. That's the great sports broadcaster himself, Stevie O'Donnell, speaking about the late John Freeman. All right, 1800 938 007.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1800 938 007. TIP FM's TIP Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.